Hi there, I'm Shelley, a military wife and a mother of two, and I'm so glad you listeners are coming along with me each week on this journey of discovering what really matters in life from a biblical and a practical perspective. I have joining me today my two little ones, and I'm super excited that they're here to help me talk about something that's pretty special. Valentine's Day is coming up in just a couple of days, and you might have a love-hate relationship with that time of year, but I want us to focus on the very word love, and what does it mean, and does it really have to be all about us, or is there something that we can do to cheer someone's day up and kind of make it a special time for them? I think when we get our eyes off ourselves and we look at others and try to encourage them, that it really does cheer us up. So I hope after you have heard this episode that maybe you'll be spurred to go out and find people that you can show love to. In some practical ways, what is love? Well, I think about if you have a family, it's doing laundry for them or cooking for them. Maybe it's even cleaning up bodily fluids after them when they've been sick, or changing diapers, or even sitting by the bedside of a loved one when they are in their final hours on earth. Maybe it's leaving your homeland to go to another country so you can tell them about Jesus. Maybe it's giving up your space on the bus so that someone else can sit there. Love is caring for the unlovely. I think love is giving someone a foot massage, or taking a shorter shower so that the person coming after you can have a warmer one. I asked one of my friends, Christy, what she thought love was, and if she could think of someone in her life who exhibits love. Christy says, "I love seeing my kids display what they think are small acts of love, getting a sibling a drink of water when they're getting one for themselves, making someone's bed when they had forgotten, things like that." I also asked Christy, "What is love to you, and how would you define it?" And she replies, "Love to me is thinking of others and their happiness above your own. I would define love as treating someone not only how you want to be treated, but better. Asking yourself, how can I improve their day, their week, or their life?" Those are awesome tips, Christy. Thanks for sharing. And I love her answer when I asked, "Describe a fun date that costs only $20. And she says, "One of my favorite dates is grabbing some ice cream and sitting by a park or lake and just being with the one you love." Thanks, Christy, for sharing. It's that simple, friends. Pick someone in your life who maybe you see they're down, or they don't have anybody that is really showing an interest in them, and go out of your way to buy them some candy or make some cookies or pick a fun place where you can just hang out for an hour or so. Look around you and see how you can cheer other people up. In God's Word, the Bible, we can read from 1 John 4 and verse 16 that tells us God is love. It's His very nature. And how did God show His love for us? Well, in John 3, verse 16, it tells us, "For God so loved the world," that's you and me, friend, "that He gave His only begotten Son," that's Jesus Christ, "that whosoever," that's you and me, "whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What a wonderful promise. That's the ultimate gift of love. In the next few minutes, listen to an interview that my friend Paula had with some teenagers about love.
Okay, well, with Valentine's Day coming up, what would you say is love? Is there a difference between God's love and our love, or the world's love? What would you say? What is your description of love?
I would say love is putting someone else's needs in before yours. God's love is, He definitely put your needs. He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. That's His love. And the world's love, they would say, like, It's just the feeling.
Yes, so with Valentine's Day coming up, what would you say is love? Is it, you know, compared to the world's love and a Christian love, is there a difference?
There is a difference. The world's love is like some sort of compassion that a lot of people have, like young people would have towards one another. And then Christian love is having love towards God and having and caring about other people and their salvation. The world's love doesn't really care about that because the world is not involved with Christ at all.
Okay. Would you say that love, a Christian love, is a giving love?
I would say, yeah.
And maybe a worldly love might be thinking more of what I want, what I need.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Anything else you want to share?
That's all I can think of.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
God's love is never ending. He will never stop loving us, and the world does not give that. They just have more of a physical love than true giving love. And
very good. Thank you.
Well, love is kind of unconditional. Like, we should love everybody unconditionally. God's love is unconditional. Christian love, we're always working to have unconditional love and worldly love. They never, I don't think they really understand what love is. They try to fill their lives with meaning, but they never can. And but God's love will give you that meaning. That's what good love is.
What are some other words that would describe love?
You're willing to basically do anything for that person. You're long suffering for them. You'll just do anything for them. You love them.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I think love is what God loved us first, where He died and died on the cross for us. That's His love. I remember one time I asked one of my uncles what love was, and he said Christ's love. So I think that's my opinion.
Okay, and what do you think the world? What does the world think of love? How do they see love?
Kind of like emotions or like love this person. You gotta do other stuff to do love. Kind of like emotions. I think that's my answer. So,
very good. Yes, we are doing a podcast on Valentine. So what do you think as a young person, what do you think love is? How does it look as a Christian? How do you think it looks as from the worldly perspective?
Well, ultimately, God showed the true perspective of love by dying on the cross for us. So as a Christian, we should look at love and see God, but also as being part of the world, I think worldly people probably look at love as like a feeling, which it is, but they look at it more of an emotion, and they don't really think God is in it at all, which God is in everything, but they don't really think God is in love, but He is.
Okay, very good. What would be some words that we would use as synonyms to describe love?
Well, Jesus, obviously, but also the Bible, and I don't know, kindness. You can show love through kindness and also telling the truth. Some people think love is just being kind, but sometimes you, through kindness, but you have to tell the truth sometimes, and sometimes it's harsh to tell the truth, but you still have to, and that's showing true love.
Very good.
God's love is agape love. It's the unconditional love that, you know, hey, whatever someone else does to me, I'm going to love them regardless. I'm going to be there for them. I'm going to care for them. That's God's love is, regardless of what other people do, I will care for them. I'll be there for them. The world's love is a little more sensual, I guess I could say, a little more like based on emotion. Like, hey, I feel this way towards a certain person. I'm going to act on that feeling. So the world bases their love or their affection on feeling versus Christians or God bases their love unconditionally, I guess. Is
okay.
Yeah.
Well, God's love and worldly love are different because people just use the term loosely a lot. I feel, you know, some people say, I love you, and, you know, it's just so loose. And where God's love is real, it's something that you just don't see every day. Like, you can see it in the Christians' lives, but you just don't really see it in the world's lives because although although God does love them, they don't know it and they don't recognize it. But love is an action, I would say, more than a feeling than anything.
Okay. Do all Christians show love?
I don't think so. not all Christians show love. They may try to show love, and they can. They definitely can, but whether they choose to or not is up to them.
What does Christian love look like?
Christian love probably looks like the testimony that God has laid on your life. Like, if you have God in your heart, and then you can show God's love by acting towards people, like whether you're on a bus route with bus kids, or whether you're just going out knocking on doors, you're showing God's love by telling other people about God and about God's love and how he loves you.
Very good. Thank you so much.
No problem.
So, yeah, do you think that the world love is the same as God's love?
No.
Or Christian love?
No. I don't think so, because Christians have purity and they want to do what's right, and they usually don't get a divorce. Like, the world usually gets a divorce.
Okay. Very good. Anything else you want to share about love? As a young person, as a friend, how does our love look like as friends?
As friends, mm-hmm. you love your friend, and you want to help them with whatever you can.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paula, and your teen friends, as you took time from your busy day to share with us what love means to you. I think of John 15 and verse 13 in God's Word, the Bible, where it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I'm forever grateful for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross in the place of every sinner, so that whoever believes in him can have salvation through him. In closing, my little ones and I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it talks about what is love, what is charity, how can we show that to other people. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth
faith, hope,
charity, these three. But the greatest of these is
charity.
These are wonderful verses that the Apostle Paul wrote to us in 1 Corinthians 13. So listeners, how will you spend your Valentine's Day? Don't be down in the dumps, but live out Philippians 2 and verse 4 that says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." See how many people you can show love to this Valentine's Day. And remember, the greatest gift is God and his love for us. So go and show that to others. One of the wisest men who ever lived was King Solomon. In his book of Ecclesiastes found in the Bible, Solomon talks about sorrows and the futility of a life without God. And in his concluding verses in the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Until next time, look to the Lord, because it does matter.
Happy Valentine's Day! Be kind, be happy, be you.
Bye, y'all.